OJB's podcast for September 2006, Evidence for the Big Bang. The following is from my religion and science section of my website. The universe is made from hundreds of billions of galaxies, which are collections of hundreds of billions of stars. When astronomers look at the galaxies, they can tell if they are moving by looking at their redshift. They know the redshift technique works because it has been verified and calibrated against other techniques available. The important finding is that almost every galaxy is moving away from us, and the more distant the galaxy, the faster it's moving. The consequence of this is that the universe must be expanding. If you can't see why, have a look on the internet, there are plenty of good explanations. If the universe is expanding, there are a couple of possibilities. First, the universe has always been expanding, which means it was zero size at one point in the past. An object of zero size is called a singularity, and is the starting point of the Big Bang. The other possibility is the universe started at non-zero size and started expanding after that. There's no reason to believe this happened, and it's hard to see a process by which it ever could have happened. Starting with a zero size universe supports the Big Bang. It could also support a universe created by God, but the Bible doesn't mention a singularity anywhere. If there was a Big Bang, it must have created a huge amount of energy. In fact, it must have created so much that we would better see the remnants of it even now, 14 billion years later. It's possible to ascertain theoretically what this energy would look like. In 1963, two scientists, Penzias and Wilson, who were doing radio work at Bell Labs in a totally unrelated area, found some noise. Noise is a term which means a random unwanted signal, not necessarily sound, in their antenna, which they couldn't remove. It turned out the noise looked exactly like the noise expected from the Big Bang. Note that Penzias and Wilson didn't know anything about what was expected from this background noise, and yet they found a very close match. It's possible to explain the background in other ways, but the simplest explanation is the Big Bang. The universe is made from about 90% hydrogen, 10% helium, and a tiny portion of other elements. This is the proportion expected from the Big Bang theory. It's possible that if the universe began in another way, the same proportionality would have arisen, but again, the simplest explanation is the Big Bang. The proportion of other elements, such as isotopes of lithium, also supports the theory. Observations of quasars at the observable limit of the universe showed the universe itself was different in the past. It's gradually changed after the initial phase, which is very different from today. This is consistent with the Big Bang, but not with the steady-state theory, and is not mentioned anywhere in the Bible. There are several other areas of supporting evidence which are quite technical and beyond the level of what I want to cover here. They include observations of the types of subatomic particles and isotropy of the background radiation, observations of galaxy clustering, abundance ratios of heavy elements, and the domination of matter over antimatter. Scientists have tried to disprove this theory. There have been several tests applied to it since it was first formulated. These include measuring the precise age of the universe, measuring the point in time when galaxy formation began, observing the precise smoothness of background radiation, and validating supporting theories, especially relativity, and others. In every case, the essential truth of the theory has been confirmed, although some details of the inflationary phase, etc., have had to be modified. Unless something really big is discovered, the Big Bang is safe as our accepted theory of the origin of the universe. Attempts at discrediting the Big Bang. Some people who reject the Big Bang theory suggest the redshift, which demonstrates an expanding universe, originates through tired light or redshifting due to background medium. This is a reasonable suggestion, but has since been rejected after the redshift of gravitationally lensed objects was shown to be incompatible with it. Unfortunately, creationists don't seem to have caught up with this yet. Another common problem is accepting the origin of the universe from nothing. People who don't understand the fundamental laws of the universe, especially quantum theory, find this hard to grasp. The fact is, at the quantum level, energy and matter can appear from nowhere if the total energy is low, and events can occur without a cause. Sounds weird, but as they say, if you don't think quantum theory is weird, you obviously don't really understand it. Quantum theory has withstood intensive testing over the years and is a cornerstone of modern physics. Finally, the opponents of the Big Bang like to quote cosmologists who themselves reject it. Unfortunately, they tend to be very selective about who they quote and how. For example, Fred Hoyle, who was a leading exponent of the competing steady-state model many years ago, is often quoted. These quotes are barely out of date, and often show only selected parts of what the person has said. If a reference is provided, it's worth tracing it to see what year it was from and how much the total quote is being presented.